State of Washington is suing agrochemical giant Monsanto. The state's seeking damages and cleanup costs associated with PCBs, chemicals that Monsanto has produced for decades. More from KUOW's Ruby DeLuna.
PCBs have been used in most everyday items like paint and electrical equipment, but they're also found everywhere in the soil, rivers, and wild fish. Studies have found the chemicals don't break down easily, and they tend to accumulate in animal tissue. Washington Attorney General Bob Ferguson says for decades there was only one commercial manufacturer of PCBs, Monsanto. Ferguson says the company knew the chemicals were toxic even before Congress banned its production in the late 70s.
Monsanto produced these dangerous chemicals despite knowing about their dangers. They knew. They concealed that information from the public. Monsanto focused on reaping profits at the expense of our environment and the health of our people.
Ferguson estimates Monsanto's responsibility to be in the hundreds of millions of dollars. He expects the legal fight will be long and complex, similar to the state's legal challenge against Big Tobacco. Ferguson says this lawsuit is more than just seeking damages and cleanup costs.
The identity of our state is in large measure the natural beauty of this great state and the wonderful natural resources that we have. And we take our responsibility seriously to protect those resources and that natural beauty.
To date, there are 8 West Coast cities with pending lawsuits against Monsanto. Ferguson says Washington is the first state to sue the company. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.